Hi, welcome to our first week of this series of videos where we're going to be going through the individual books of the Bible and learning a little bit about them, just getting a bit of an overview. And today, obviously, we're going to be talking about the book of Genesis. We look at the book of Genesis, the word Genesis literally means origins or beginnings. And what an accurate title for this, because I think that's the main theme that we need to learn from the book of Genesis. It is a book where we learn the origins and the beginnings of everything. We learn the beginning of time. We see the beginning of the earth. Everything that we see from the plants, animals, sun, the moon, the stars. We see the beginning of families. We see the beginning of sin, beginning of worship, religion. Everything that we see that was created by God, we see in the book of Genesis. It is a story where we see every bit of the starts of the things that God has set into place. When we look at the book of Genesis, it's probably the longest span of time that we see through any book of the Bible. It's a book of history that covers more time than any other book that we see. Most people say it probably lasts somewhere around 2,000 years, and in it we see everything from the creation of the earth to the fall of man when Adam and Eve ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and sin entered into the world. We see the first murder with Cain and Abel, the flood following that, the Tower of Babel, and how the people tried to stay put in one place, but God confused their languages. We saw Abraham and how God told him to leave the country that he was in, and that the promises that God was going to give him, the land promise, the seed promise, and the nation promise. We see his son Isaac, the son of promise that God had given to him, how God asked him to sacrifice his son, and Abraham, by showing his faith, was willing to do so, and God offered a substitution for Isaac. We then see the sons of Isaac. And we see Jacob, this son that is going to become Israel and going to be the father of the nation of Israel that God is going to set up. We see his 12 sons that are going to eventually become the 12 tribes of Israel. We then see one of those sons being named Joseph, who is going to lead the Israelites in a different way. We see that he was sold by his brothers into slavery. But while he was in Egyptian slavery, while he was there, he kind of rose through the ranks of those people. He became trusted. He became powerful by God and eventually was given a position of power in the nation of Egypt, which was going to save his family. In this book, we really see the setup for everything that we see in the Bible. Why should I study the book of Genesis? Well, because it sets the scene for everything else that is to come. We see that the groundwork of sin coming into the world is set. Why is there sin in the world? Well, the book of Genesis answers that question. We understand that because Adam and Eve ate of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, sin then entered into the world. So that sets the standard for why God is going to have to send his son. Why there is going to have to be a scheme and a plan for redemption that God is going to make for all of his people. It sets the standard that God desires a relationship, that he desires the love and the faithfulness of his people to him. We see in it the promises that are made to Abraham, which are going to drive much of the Old and even into the New Testament. We see that those promises that he was given, the promise of seed, a nation, and land, are all fulfilled in the Old Testament by the Israelite nation and by Isaac. But they were also fulfilled in the New Testament when we see Christ. We see that Christ was the seed line of Abraham, that by him all nations of the earth are blessed. In the book of Genesis, we see the first messianic prophecies, the first time that Christ is ever even referred to. When mankind fell for the first time, it talks about how God would crush the head of Satan while there would be the bruise on the heel of God. This, of course, is referring to Christ, that Christ would be crucified, but in that it would deal a blow of death to sin as a whole. The book of Genesis is the origin and the start of the entire story of everything that we need to know about God and about his word. Have you ever watched a movie, and maybe it's a movie that's in a part of a series? I think about maybe some of the Marvel movies, because in the past I've watched some of them out of order. And you start watching and nothing makes sense, because you don't have the background. You don't have the groundwork that is laid. Well, the book of Genesis is that groundwork. The book of Genesis is that background. When you look at Genesis, it lays the standard. It sets everything up for us to understand and know the rest of the Bible. While going through the book of Genesis, it seems like a history and just a story of kind of what was happening. It sets up everything. It sets up salvation. It sets up God's chosen people. It sets up a standard for what God wants from mankind. When you are looking for something to study, maybe you have questions about your origin or your worth or whether or not you belong or what you need in this world, the book of Genesis is the perfect book to study for that. If you're wondering what your purpose is upon this earth, well, the book of Genesis, in a sense, answers that. If you're wondering where you came from or how everything got started, the book of Genesis is the book to study for that. Before we leave, I want to leave us with one verse that I think kind of wraps up a lot of things that we see in the book of Genesis. And that comes from Genesis chapter 50 and verse 20. Here in the context of this, the Israelites, well, the very early part of what is going to become the Israelite nation, which is the 12 sons of Jacob and their families, and basically Jacob and his extended family has now come to Joseph in Egypt. And Joseph is going to give them a place to stay so that they are able to be saved from the drought and from the famine that is happening. He's able to give them food and give them a place for them to live and to be comfortable, and ultimately saving God's people. But in verse 20, Joseph says this to his brothers: "As for you, you meant evil against me. But God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today." His brothers came and they bowed down before him, and Joseph tells them not to do that. And he's referring back to the time when they sold him into slavery. He says, "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." We look at the book of Genesis, it tells us so much about God's ultimate plan. It shows us how all the things that have happened throughout history may not make perfect sense to us, but they fall in place with God's plan. The book of Genesis is a book of origins. It's a book of starts, and it's a book of a place where we can get an understanding for why God has done all the things that he has done, for his reasons and his purpose on this earth. I hope this has been something that has been beneficial to us. I hope that it gives us a desire to study into this book a little bit more, to understand why God created everything, to understand why God had to send his son, to understand the way that God desires his people to worship him. Because from the very beginning, that's been the way that God's desired it, and we learn that from the book of Genesis. Thank you all very much for watching. We'll see you next week.